suolo di nave, cosa accoglie di tutto, di buceo, di chiesa di stau di piedi, di non di chiesa di auguri, di chiesa di auguri. In other words, so this is why the more emphasizes, non limitini di chiesa di auguri, because as far as the general thing, that initially the blessed be Kesef is concerned, so that we learn now from Kichem Kichem Yerfe. But the Gemara of Dalet says that we need both Sukkim. So the Gemara says, that Dalet obeys, the Kos of Rachmur Kinikach, have a minute to show you what Baal the Doha, Kos of Rachmur the Yotzochima. So in other words, so if the Torah only mentions the posik of Kiche Kiche, then we would know the general thing that the niche is the blessed of the Kesef. What they bring to the blessed of the Kesef. What I wouldn't know is that they can and deny it. So it's the blessed of the Kesef by the father accepting the Yush and the Kesef belongs to the father. That I wouldn't know from the portion of Kiche Kiche on the earth. So that's why the Gemara, what the Gemara emphasizes here. You know the mitzvah of the kesef the ahur, not that you know the kesef. The general thing is the kesef that we know from the Rebichet. But the other thing, the kesef the ahur, vis-a-vis a ktan on the nara. All right. Omar Abud Omar Ab, יום הכל, ביות שולחים ומאים כסף. אין כסף לא בזה, אבל יש כסף עוד נחל. כבר כמו שאתה עושה, כמו שאתה עושה כיס, עם שלוש אילו ליעשה, ליעשה לו, ליעשה לו, ליעשה לו. So, ביות שולחים ומאים כסף. What does it mean? עם שלוש אילו ליעשה לו? So, as you explain it, I mean, there's the plain shot. If neither one of these three things takes place, in other words, neither the Lord is the Yahidah, nor the Son is the Yahidah, nor is there the Holy Kesef, because no more real, no more real is Yates is the Holy Kesef. So, if Shlosh Elul Yasalo, neither Yud can take place either by the Odin or by the Odin's Son, being made you again. But suppose neither the Odin nor the Odin's Son is the Yahidah, and there is no Yoram Kesef, so then she goes out free. When does she go out free? In Tavor Shisayas. And she goes out free, and in contrast to the Yitzhiya of the Yoram Kesef, where she has to pay back the Yoram, to reform the Yoram, the amount of money that is still due. So here, with Havash Misairas, she goes out free and she doesn't get to give a penny to the Lord. That's the plain shot of the Yotzochim in Kesef, and it's in line with the Troshe of Yotzochim, the Troshe. The Yotzochim of the Tagus and Kesef will be made now. But the more Darshins, as the more points out further, it's from the fact that it's mentioned in Kesef, rather with Yud, rather than in Kesef without him. So in Kesef Lord is there, our Yish Kesef of Nach. So in this case, there is no Kesef. In this case, where she goes out with Tavares money, Mashiach came, when she goes out by virtue of the fact, when she goes out on certain issues, by virtue of the fact that she is in Kodeshes, so then there is Kesef. And who gets the Kesef? The Odin gets the Kesef. In Kesef Gormze, Abonish Kesef, the Odin Nach. Alright. Rashi. The kesef in all on, roche in Ikea, unil agapor and not a toy, tuke was in Kiel must be seen, Zakoy in Kite, Shah kesef Kiel Shalay, whom Kabila Shtar, whom Mace Holy Bio out of mi sei dusci vedo vedo na un nuovo nachtate di che se che tam nasisti un nuovo ciò za quei poi di tono io ciò che non cavo un più a lici io ci sono di simone naus un mozzo di sta di ciò che no lo ricordi in che se a mi mi di io è un microspe e in che se vuol dire che è insomma a volte ich das Wort nachher, die Chinesen. So wenn die Morgen sind, Kasche, oh, so ihr mit euch, ich das Wort nachher. In other words, there is another Mitzie, where a certain ordinary gets Kesse. But how do you know that the other ordinary gets the Kesse as reference to the father? Maybe it was reference to herself. After all, when she is Kadeshes, so then she goes out from the shoes of the father, and so far as a father's dog is concerned, because until she's in Kadeshes, so the father has exclusive jurisdiction over her. The moment she gets to Kadeshes, so he loses, he becomes divested of the exclusive jurisdiction over the dog, and he acquires only joint jurisdiction together with the oath, so the male, to a certain extent, she also becomes an ordinary over herself because she becomes, she's yitzhak to a certain extent from the shoes of the father. So how do we know that this drosha, which has got nachher, has reference to the father? Maybe it has reference to herself. Maybe it has reference to herself. So the Gemara says, "Hochash." We couldn't say that Yesh Kesef Lo Nachher means that she gets the Kesef Dush, because that's inconceivable. Hochash, or Biyom Kavu Dushel, who is the Das Makne Dush? Who is the Das Makne Dush? The father, not she. How do we know that the Das Makne Dush is the father? How do we know? Yechsides Bidinos Atelish Hazeh. So since the father is the one who decides whether she should be Mekudeshes or not she, so how could she get the Dush? Och Asher, if you have a couple of Dushel, you see this between Yosati and Yishazeh, the new Shokhar Kaspe, because that's a general principle, no Kiyon. Who gets the Kesef? Who gets Kesef? Let's say, Kalka is not in the Kesef. So, who gets the Kesef? Who gives the Kesef? The Rikia gives the Kesef. And who gets it? The Meicher. Who is the Meicher? The Meicher is the Das Makne. So that's the general principle. Who acquires the Kesef Kine? The Das Makne. So how could we say that the Pshat in the Posse, Yish Kesef Lo Nachher, the Dover gets. She is not a Das Makne. The father is the Das Makne. So it's inconceivable that Kesef Lo Nachher should have reference to the daughter herself. So it must have reference to whom? To the father. To the father. The Eime, Hanu Milek Tame, the Lesla Yav, the Kabu Yushi, Abu Nara, the Isla Yav, the Kabu Yushi, Tikri Shi, and Nafshim, Tishakas. Now we haven't learned the cases yet, but there are two shocking cases in the Gemara. One shot is maybe the possibility of a speaking of Satyanisha Zed, which implies that Das Makne Yushin is the father, not the daughter, has reference only to Itkama. Because Itkama does not have their own Das, and she does not have their own Yad. So there the halacha is that who decides whether she should be with the Deshes or not, who is the Das Makne? The father, Mashein Kei, a Naro, who has Das and who has her own Yad, maybe she is the Das Makne. So the father cannot even decide whether the Naro, the daughter, should be with the Deshes or not. But the Naro herself, probably she is a Deo. So, one shot In Texas says that the Mori is sending now in the Havamine, the Inahani Village Tunnel, the Western Yard, the Kabul Bush. So they are the posse of the speaking cycle, as I say, has reference to. Mashenki Minaro, now is the Yard. So the posse of the speaking cycle, as I say, does not have reference to. If the posse of the speaking cycle, as I say, does not have reference to now, so what's the status of now? Like Bakers. So in other words, who is the Dasbakne? The Dora. So the Mele, the Pshat in the posse, which has a called Nachel, and the Droshet, which has a called Nachel, is that the Dora gets the Kesedusha by now. How do we know that the Pshat in the Droshet is that by now the Abba gets the Kesedusha? That's one Pshat. So the Dora says, Omakot, in other words, that's mentioned across the ground. So you see that in realities of the law, that the father has jurisdiction not only over British time, he has jurisdiction over eating now also. So we learn now not only in respect across the door because the father had issues over the door, but in respect to Dushan also, who decides whether the daughter should be Kodeshes or not, the father. Some male, we couldn't say that Kesebog Nachia has reference to the daughter, because since the father is the Das Makte, so the daughter couldn't accept the Dushin. Well, so no refutes them. They'll hold them about the Maraz. Nein. שמייסי אבס היה, שנמר בחינים כרי שהספיתי ליום, מר אומו מייסי יודע עוד רבו, אבס תם מייסי יודע עוד אותי. So we have to resort to a special outfusset, that the מייסי יודעים of the bus, of the narrow, of the road to the path, why, what if, we can learn out from the relatives of you, that the father has general jurisdiction over the door of the narrow in respect to everything, not only a horse dog. So Mele, he should have jurisdiction in respect to my Zelda also. So why would we have to resolve to a special posse of intelligent people on it? Abbas Tamiz will take place in the realm of Israel, but what must you say? No, we couldn't learn it out from the realm of Israel, because the realm of Israel has reference to the door. It doesn't imply that the father has jurisdiction over other areas, other terminal. Elba for the daughter would have seen, or Kanaba for the daughter would have seen. So maybe it does not imply that the father has jurisdiction in respect to Dush. So maybe we could say in Hanami that the father does not have jurisdiction over the narrow in respect to Dush. So maybe the status of the narrow is like the status of the vapors. So maybe we could say that Yesh gets a lot nachel implies that the daughter, the narrow, gets the Kesef Dushan. And if you are going to say we should learn out the Dushan from Midorin, and that's the reason as why you cannot learn how to see a devil from a person though. Because no man is too early of him. You retain the nail from the Nostra. If somebody is the Amis, is an hour, and the father is an hour, so then the law is that he has to pay Nas. He has to pay Nas. So, and who gets the Nas of his name? Who gets the Nas of his name? The father, he knows some of the Anaro. So the father gets. So maybe we should learn out the condition that the father has the shoes over the daughter of Anaro and his restitution from the fact that the daughter is in the shoes of the father in respect to the Tnase in the father. So the retainer here is not say, no meaning, no say, you are human. The retainer is never in the basis of the father. die Wünsche gab. Na, wo ist in Amis, so heißt zu viel, aber nicht only der Knast, dort heißt zu viel auch so Wünsche sind gab. Zu dem Vater, and that's not Knast. So we see, now Wünsche sind Wünsche. What is gab? Gab is like this. Now if somebody is in the Kabul, yes, the Nezek Tzadik, the Shevus of Nishis. How is the Shunet, the place of Nezek Nei? In other words, if somebody would have come up the hand of Shinen, so we appraise, we determine how much is Shinen worth as a slave with the hand, and without the hand, how much he is worth. Let's say with the hand, he is worth as a slave, let's say 100,000 Jews, but without the hand, his work may be only 10,000. So the difference is 90,000 Jews. So melee, that's the Nezek. So Gam, by Namis, Gam is like Nezek. He's like Nezek. And Benches is Benches. And that's not Nas. So you see from this Gemara that Benches and Gam and Nezek are not Nas. Now, of course, many raise the question against the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a little Mazik. That both Benches and Nezek, both Benches and Nezek are Knas. And he's not hired out the Yosas requiring a presence of Knas. So here it's more precious that Benches and Nezek is not Knas, because the Morris says that the king and the Benches are down. So Shana Benches are down, that they shall be abided. But the moment I would say, Momentum Tosal Alfinon, as in respect to Knas, as in respect to Knas. Says in Cheshevo Mazik, I'm not going to give text now. I'm just maybe tomorrow, but I just want to mention as we go over the Gemara.
So the patience is repeated again.
because, in other words, it's like a recapitulation of the salvation. Because, like this, no one knew that he hit him. Now he's made it that he hit him. So there is a basis now in the time of the day. It's a very story. Anyway, but what the Rambam says in effect, that of the hate body, so the only two items that are moment are Shemes and Ripo. Because Shemes measures his own moment. And Ripo, of course, measures the expense of the medical care. So that's moment. Mashenki, Nezek, Tzah, and Beishes, that's Knas. Because that doesn't belong in his own moment. Tzah and also his own moment. It is something that that is worth more than all the money in the world, but it doesn't represent that his own moment. Tzah. And Nezek, so, is the measure of his worth as a slave. With the hand and without him, but he cannot be sold as a slave anyway. So he doesn't measure him as someone. It's a special consequence that he has to pay that value. So that's knas. But Beishes, even though it's knas. So then the Rambam says, now what has happened? In Roman Mishal, in Roman Shreish, in Roman Nila, in the Atzma, Shashedes, in Roman Nipu, Roman Nodo, in knas, she in Roman Nitin, Roman, שהוא נשחק כדי קוטר מלאכתה והבישס לא הגיע לי על מישור שאין לי בפנים שהוא חובר שענה אבל של חובר בבניודו אין לי בישס וידוס אין לי בזני שבישוס שבישוס I told once an editor of the Yiddish paper we were mentioned never there is a clash between two rabbis so we mentioned it in the heaven So I said, you are Mubayish, the Rabboni of the daily. Let's say, one time it was mentioned that there was an argument between Rabbi Chalabi and Rabbi Sashem. So, years ago, it also happened. It also happened. So, the Yosemiah at one time made a certain remark against Rabbi Sashem. But who knew about it? Only certain people. But now, if something like that, if someone who is very sharp, makes a certain remark against the Godel. So then they put it heaven. So I said to the editor, the real Mubayish of the Babacher Rebbe is not in the church. It's you, because you put it in the paper. And I mentioned the Trump. So when Chibbe is made it, even though it's already half a year after the Biyush, so then we have the recapitulation of the same Biyush. Well, this was the Rambam. So, שענה אבל של חובר בביביודו, אין לי בישס, ביוסי ביבסני שבישויס. שבישויס. So, נים צס לומר, all right, anyway. So, anyway, so the Rambam says, that נזק and צער, נזק and צער is knas, but here, from the more it appears, it's not knas, because in respect to the knas of Enes, So the Lord says, Momenim Knosele Alpino. And here, in respect to Beishes and Dan, we don't say Momenim Knosele Alpino. But the Lord says something else. The Retainer Nehra from Beishes and Dan, Shana Beishes and Dan, the Avuye Shaya Bidavaya. The Avuye Shaya Bidavaya. So, Sheishle Din Chedbe, Sheish Yodi Mubaisho, who retain for the Shulman Mushnitmele, the boy was a little noodle of the shrimp, the hardly patience of gum, the anusesha boil and the hassle mom in the zesha zilzalo, the ledic thing to a little thing, a little micro comedy in cause of your zena, with the kashi. Now what's the pshat? Shana patience of gum, the boy is higher than the lion. So there are two girls. One girl said, Shana patience, the gum, the Isli Tzar Lahu, because the father also has Tzar from the basis of Gam of the dog. So Miller couldn't learn out. So we could say, do you know why the father gets the basis of Gam of the daughter of the Nara? Because he also has Tzar. Mashem King, the Gam Dushi, I mean, why should the father get it as a Dushi? Of the daughter, of the daughter, I thought he was becoming the daughter of the father. That's one person. But Rashi's Yosef is not the Israel Tzar of that way. But Rashi's Yosef is Shame Beishes of God. The Avuye Shaya Budabai. The Avuye Shaya Budabai. So what does it mean? The Avuye Shaya Budabai is Shineishle Dim Chilwe. Shineish Yodel Vaisho. Und peim ob ich für Mommi in Schiebnele, die in Boi im Bosalo und in Nubel und mit Schrieb, der Havel in Beishe zu Gamm, die Hanne Seche Boat, die Chasse am Mommi in Seche Silzo, die Ludik Pizzu und Leo Tee. So in other words, because the father has the care, has the Rishus, to turn over his daughter to Nubel und mit Schrieb, and then, he'll get from the Yubu Mukishrim. The Yubu Mukishrim means eleven, means someone who's addicted to lepers. So he'll get a very big sum of money from the Yubu Mukishrim. But now that somebody was the answer, so even the Yubu Mukishrim will not give such a big sum of money for her. So the melee, the one who is the answer, the daughter, he in effect is Mechasa money to the father. So that's why the father is entitled to get together. But how can you learn out that the father should also get contribution? Should also get contribution. Now, takes this as all the shame as the cash against this Gemara. Against this Gemara. I mean they expect cash is Gyose, of course. According to the other Gyose, there is no cash. According to the Gyose, of this Litzara Bikabai, this Litzara Abuye, there is no Kashi. The Kashi is only according to Kashi. How can the Gemara say, Shame Beishes of Gamda Abuye Shaya Bikabai? Why? Because he can turn over the daughter to the Nibu Mishrim. How is it that he can turn over the daughter to the Nibu Mishrim? Because he can decide to be marking the daughter to the Nibu Mishrim. That emanates from the rishus that the father has over the daughter. Over the daughter, you know, to turn over to Imen Bidushi. But right now, the Gemara is arguing that perhaps as Bitna Satvarich Hazeh has reference only to Iktamo. He does not have reference to a Dar. So now he cannot turn over in Dush. So really he couldn't even turn over. So according to the Hagamin of the Gemara, a father couldn't turn over the daughter in Dush to a little Dush. So really, how can we say, Ishami Beishas Gamda Veshari Dabai, according to the Hagamin of the Gemara, he's not child. Because a father could only turn over in Kitano, he couldn't turn over now. So one talents in Tetzvah says that he still could turn over. Why? True, that according to this Habamun of Gemara, a father has no issues to be Mikavu Dushi, to be Makne the daughter, be Dushi to somebody. But, I mean now, he doesn't have issues to turn over now. But Kitano, he certainly has issues. Speaking of Sakharisha Zen. So according to this Havamine, speaking of Sakharisha Zen, his reference to Iktano. So Mele, the father is still able to turn over the daughter while she is still Iktano. So it will become a cushion from the Nubu Mukishrim, and then she'll be Mikudeshes to him even when she goes up. Because once he's Mikadisha, so she does not go out from the shoes of the husband, say, when she becomes an Arab. So the Mele is still can say Shana Bishis of Gamda Abu Shaya Budabai, not Shaya Budabai by turning over the Naro to the Nubu Mishrim, but by turning over the daughter while she is still Iktano, and then she will remain the wife of the Nubu Mishrim when she is in Arab. That's one thing. Then, taste is in our hands. But according to the other planets, so there is another pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Ve'im ha'anviyak tamo, ilesle yavu tabu dushin, havo naro diisle yavu tabu dushin, tab dishiu nafsho v'tishto tasa. Another pshat. Because the first pshat of taste is, Ve'im ha'anviyak tamo, that the person who is eating a sacrilege has a is limited only to Iktam, that Iktara can only be recovered pushing for the eating Iktam, not for the eating out. But according to the second Pshah, the Gemara didn't mean that the eating a sacrilege has a is limited only to Iktam. Of course, the eating a sacrilege has a deal to Nara also. Does now at all the Pasuk says in Skorua, Iktamu is Mizaner, so then she doesn't get any ownership. So the Pasuk has reference to Ktano and to Nara. But insofar as Tano is concerned, so the father is the exclusive Dasma. Mashiach can respect to Nara, maybe the father is not the exclusive Dasma. It's true that the father can be recovered pushing on behalf of the pretty Naro, but perhaps the Naro, in view of the fact that she is a tailor, she could also be recovered as pushing herself. And she can be pushing herself. And then when Gemara says, Beime, Hanemilek Tano, so then the father always gets the chest of pushing, because he is the exclusive Dasma, the rest of Yadu Kabo pushing. Our marriage is the yard, so true that the father can be recovered bush. And when the father is recovered bush, so then he gets the kesset bush. But since she's a deal and she does, she has a yard, so maybe she too can be recovered bush. And if she is recovered as bush, then she should accept the kesset bush. How do we know that even in the case where she is recovered as bush, So the father still gets the kesedushin, and not the kesedushin still belongs to the father, and not to the brother, and not to the brother. That's the other pshat I think. Elam is tavres. In other words, so what is the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is how do we know that bein now, so the kesedushin belongs to the father. Maybe Ktano, okay, the Gemara is admitted, it's conceded. The Ktano, so the father always gets the Kesedushin. But maybe by Naro, he doesn't get the Kesedushin by Naro. So according to one Pshat, Tesis, he never gets the Kesedushin by Naro. And according to the other Pshat, Tesis, maybe he only gets the Kesedushin when he is in the cover of the Kesedushin. Not when the daughter herself is in Kabbalah's bush. Now, from this, now again, in this shout, there is a Machlokes Kshat. In this second portion, in Tesis, so there is a Machlokes Kshat. According to Tesis, and the Tesis is a Rosh, and the Kitvo, so the Kshat in the morning is, in the second portion, in Tesis, said, Ve'im ha'amil ha'tamo v'lesh ha'yal v'kabbalah bush. So then, the father always gets the distinction. Always gets the distinction. But by now, so the father never gets the distinction with the first washing. And according to the second washing, it says, but by now, sometimes he gets the distinction if he is becoming distinction. And sometimes he doesn't get a kesedushin. How do you know that even when she didn't have a kesedushin, so the father still gets the kesedushin? How do you know that? So then the kasha of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, "El mistabre the chikom imayit, v'tzia di kavosi kom imayit, v'tzia di kavosi kom imayit." Let's see the Rashi. Rashi in case is extremely simple. Elo Leilo, היא כל כמה מיוחס את כל מבנה, הוא ניקה שלו בין הלידו, בינהו, פרס פשעתיז, like the first Russian case of that Alex Masha, that perhaps by Naro, so the father always gets a solution, perhaps Naro, so he's not in the shoes of the father to be Mikudeshes, but she's in her own wishes to be Mikudeshes. So, and you may say, she gets a solution. Miss Tabre, you will be able to become a mayor to Tia Seyasi, to be in Tia Sono, you will be able זוג מקם אין כסף, אבל יציא הסירה שיש כסף, יציא דקבוסי קומים בית. יציא הסירה סריטוי ויציא עומו קומים בית, ידינומו, ולמימה ויש כסף בו, ומה יציא הסוף מעובדינו, אם כסף לא עודים, אם אף כמרשוסי קומק או אף מיוד. ויש כסף, כדאי יציא הסירה סריטוי, יש כסף למי שיוצא ממנו קומה, ואיינו, in other words, since there is a motion of אין כסף לא מזה, אבל יש כסף לא נחל. So in other words, אם שלוש אלו יעשו, אי, neither the Lord is the eye, no, nor the sun, nor is there the one כסף. So then, she still goes out with a voice to silence. And she doesn't and the Odin doesn't get any money, because in the case of the Odin Kesef, the Odin gets money. But in this case, the Odin doesn't get any money. So in this Yitzhiye, there is a Yotza Chinon Kesef. But in another Yitzhiye, in another situation, another Yitzhiye, the Odin does get Kesef. So what if in another Yitzhiye, when she becomes Mikudeshes? So just as in this Yitzhiye, the Yodin famous, the shoe she goes out doesn't get kesef. So in the other Yitzhiye, it also means the Yodin famous, the shoe she goes out. So from whose the shoes does she go out when she in the country of the Deshes? From the father's shoes. She does not go out from all the shoes of the country. Her own shoes, her own jewels, which she strengthened as a result of the shoe. But the father's jurisdiction is reduced, because in respect to a false Midorah. So she goes out of the exclusive issues of the father. So Mele, that means that the Rosh implies that the Kesef belongs to that of famous the shoes she goes out. Who is that of not she herself? Because she doesn't go out from her own issues. The contrary, her own issues is promoted, but she goes out from the issues of the father. יציא וכבוסי קומי מייט, יציא הסדר סיבורי ויציא סומו קומי מייט, מדינומו, ומימה ויש כסף בו, ומה יציא סומו עברי או עם כסף לא עודי, נפקי משוסי קומה עוד, אפילו ויש כסף בגודאי ויציא סיבור שמו, ויש כסף במשיות של מנקום, והיינו, oh, so the Gemara says, "Vomidam yehayitzir haitzir, hosu nafkar in the shusol vomidamre, v'ocha akate mechzer in soro yichupe." Because by virtue of the bush, she doesn't go out of the shus of the art, she still remains in the shus of the art. In effect, until the soul. So, why did the Teret? V'afor as midorim yehnafkar in the shus. Ikman, Naram also view a violent thing of that. So until the Dushman, the father had exclusive jurisdiction of our hospital. After the Dushman, the father becomes divested of exclusive jurisdiction. And he becomes invested only in joint jurisdiction together with yours. So there is, to a certain extent, the tea of the shoes of the father. Now, this is so. According to Rashi, and this is first Shah Boshi, so the Morris Kashi was, maybe the Pasuk of the Tentin of Satan Mishazeh, which implies that the father can be Kabo Dushi, has reference only to Kano, and Naor, the father cannot be in Kabo Dushi. So maybe, so the Naor herself, she's a Dilo, she's a Da, she's a Yad, честен и там вот уже чумы, и кесар шпион, тогда собез и кайс им думали, но есть кесар под нахер, и бурун из дод нахер, и ав дэ пинс, дэ дэ фадер, his jurisdiction over the narrows, so the male and the posse tells us that the kesef belongs, that the father has jurisdiction over the narrows, so the male the kesef belongs to the posse. Now, according to the second version of this, so the kahavim of the one was not that perhaps by narrow, the narrow can always be but perhaps by narrow, both can be covered. The father can be covered and the narrow cell can be covered. And maybe in the case where the narrow cell can be covered, then the constitution belongs to her. When the father is covered, then the constitution belongs. Then the constitution belongs to the. When the father is the kavodushin, then the kesedushin belongs to the father. But in the case where the daughter is the kavodushin, then the kesedushin belongs to the daughter. The kesedushin belongs to the daughter. That stays as second motion, and that's the pshat of the case of Sahosh. But the Rabban and the Rashba, they explain it in a similar way, but with one difference. Because the Rabban and the Rashba say that the Morris Kashi is the inner Hanumir Tano, the lesser Yad, the Kabul Dush. Our Naro, who has that, and who has Yad, maybe she too can also be the Kabul Dush. And then, if she too can recover the Kushin, so then the Kesef Kushin belongs to her. So the Gemara Sadat says, no, it's here the Kavosek of the Marit that the father has exclusive jurisdiction to recover the Kushin. So Mele, the father cannot even recover the Kushin. The difference between Tensership, Tesis and the Rosh and the Litvoshita on one hand and the Ramban and the Rashboset on the other hand is because Tesis assumes as the Vaposhut that by now so both can be recovered Pushut. The father can be recovered Pushut and the daughter can be recovered Pushut. And the Kasha of the Gemara was, the Habamim of the Gemara was, in the case where the daughter is recovered as the Pushut, then perhaps the Kesef Dushin should belong to the Lord. And the Teretz of the Gemara is the true indeed that the daughter can be become a Dushin because she has a Yad. But even in that kid situation, so who takes the Kesef Dushin? Who gets the Kesef Dushin? The father. But true indeed, the daughter can be become a Dushin. The daughter can be become a Dushin. Bashein came, the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba is, that's inconceivable, that the daughter should be the Kabbalah's Kedushin, and the father should get the Kesef Kedushin. Monashah, if the daughter can be the Kabbalah's Kedushin, so she is the Das Makhle. If she is the Das Makhle, so then we apply the same wonders. That the Gemara said, Hoch Hashke, O Pio Mikabu Mishel, the Ksivus, the Ksivus, the Ksivus, the Ksivus, the Ksivus, the Ksivus, the in other words, the one who is the Das Makhle, he always gets the Keski. So that's impossible. But the Habamim of the Gemara was, maybe the Ishe can be, the Naro can be the Kabbalah Yiddish. So the Mele, the Keski should work for her. So the Tabet of the Gemara is, it's in the Kabbalah Yiddish. No, that the Ishe can never be the Kabbalah Yiddish. The Ishe can never be the Kabbalah Yiddish. So the Mele, so the Mele, the Kesef Dushin, certainly doesn't belong to her. But if the Kesef Dushin did belong to her, so then, the father would be Mikabel Dushin. Now, so in other words, so there's a machlekes between Tesis and Yavita. places in the throat, in the ocean water, in Bali, on the other, as to whether, according to this theory, the nagar can be metabolized bush or cannot be metabolized. It is very strange, because I'm dead. Turn to the case of Sarosh. If you get paralysis in the first column, you contain the males and males. Can't win the There is no Yusha, not cross and dog. So then he said, yeah, we don't have to go over there.
Even in the
This is art. You still have to discuss it. I just, as we are going over it anymore, I just wanted to mention, you know, shouldn't become confused and think, I mean, the Rambam, the Radical, the Ritual, the Zorosh, the Christus, and the Washington, it's enough. It's not enough. There is a difference. Now, the Rambam, when he explained the Gemara, so he says, that when the Gemara says, Avonaro is the Yad, Kabul Yushel. So, Kabul Yushel, and the Keset should belong to her, so he says, that means, maybe she can be Kabul Yushel. Kabul Yushel, maybe she can be Kabul Yushel. You may let the Keset Yushel belong to her, because if she didn't have her Yushel, how could the Keset Yushel belong to the father? How could the Keset belong to the father if she is the Kabbalah Yushin? If she is the Kabbalah Yushin, how could it belong to the father after all? So then it's the same one this. It's the same one this. Then the Gemara said, this is the thing. Now, first of all, it's about base on the Dalvash. It means it's the first column, the second line. So he mentions the ancient Rabbi Zina of Fatima. She forced the Vadai, she woke up showing the Kaddish Kitinaro.
Why? Because that's a general principle. That the Das Max gets a Kesef.
Hoe kent ik eens een kinderen op je gerecht? De mega, de kortzien je daar straks. Nou, de vader is in kabel de pushy. How is it possible that the time of the daughter should, that the daughter should get it as a push? Because the father would ask Maxwell, he has to get it as a push. Some melee that Ramban says, and basically the same one is, the Hadamim of Gemara was perhaps the Nago who is in Devo with Das, right, the old Yav, perhaps she has the Keach, she has the Mishus to recover the push. And in that event, in that case, she gets the Kazimush. So then the Teretz of Gemara is, that she doesn't have the shoes to recover. And if she does not have the shoes, if the daughter would be able to recover the dushi, then the father, so because if the daughter couldn't recover the dushi, it would be inconceivable that the father should take the chest. In other words, so that's terrible. So the chidush achim vada iulo mikabel b'shel. They have shell. She did mikabel b'shel. The odio nishlo kasim. That's impossible. Now the question is why? Because that's contrary to the wonders of the Gemara. She iulo mikabel b'shel. The iulo nishlo kasim. So here too. Now the question is, how about the Tishosh and the Tishosh? I mean, they say that the Gemara and the Hakamim assume and even the Maskone, it's like a shlokish. So the Gemara assume that the daughter of Nago can recover, but the Gemara's Hakamim was. In the case where the daughter is mikabelet dushin, that she can. So then the daughter should get the execution. And the Taras of Gemara is no. That even a little bit of a shlokish, that the daughter can be mikabelet dushin. But who gets the execution? The father gets the execution. But according to the Ramban, that's inconceivable. Because the Chidush Shachin, Ramban says, the Chidush Shachin, Vada Yiyi Eloi Mikabel Yishel. The Yichet Shea Shidim Mikabel Yishel, V'Ovio Yishkel Kaste. V'Ovio Yishkel Kaste. So in other words, it's like the wonders of the Gemara before. The Gemara said, it's impossible that the father should be recovered the cushion and the daughter should get the cushion. So vice versa, the same conversely, it's impossible that the daughter should be recovered the cushion, the Ramban says, and the father should get the cushion. The converse of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's inconceivable that the daughter that the father should be recovered the cushion for the daughter of the Ketano, and the daughter of the Ketano should be Zeichinete. That's inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? Because there is a general principle. There's Dasmakness of Zeichinete. Not someone other than Dasmak. If the father is recovered the cushion for the daughter of the Ketano, so he's the Dasmakness, he should be Zeichinete. So it's inconceivable. Now, so the Ramban says, the converse is also true. Now, assuming that the daughter of the Nara is Mikabelet the Dushin, so she is the Dasmakne. So the Mele, if she is the Dasmakne, so it's inconceivable that the father should be Zeche I cannot lie to children. So the denaro, Isabella has her own yard, she has her own dust. So she, with her very bush, so she did us not, so it's inconceivable that the father should be there in the casino. Because the das machne has to be there in the casino. But according to the rich one, it is Rosh, so the Gemara goes to the limit of the Shlokish, and according to the Shlokish, so the limit of the MS. The daughter of the Naro is in Kabbalah's Degushin, and still the Gemara gives the Teretz, that even in that case, our leader of the Shlokish, so who is there to get the Degushin? The father. But Malacha, if the daughter is capable, has the shoes to be in Kabbalah, the Degushin, so maybe she is the Das Makne, so how could the father be there to get the Degushin? According to the Ramban, a limit of the Shlokish, when the daughter is become a Dushin, then who is Eichel Mekesem Dushin? The daughter. And according to the days of Sarosh and the Ritvo, according to the Shlokish, the daughter can be become a Dushin, but who is Eichel Mekesem Dushin? Who is Eichel Mekesem Dushin? So we have in Machlekes Hashem, a limit of the Shlokish. It's not only the Ilchasem, because we pass through. Like a dich, but a little bit of a shwatch, who says that a little bit of the MS, a little bit of the MS, a little bit of the MS, so, a little bit of the MS, the daughter of the Nara has reshoot to recover the Dushi, so according to this, it's a Rosh, and that it was, they say it's all the Perash. Our thesis does not say it's all the Perash, but it's much. From our thesis also, I don't want to go into it, because we still didn't go over the thesis in science, and we're discussing it about that. So, according to thesis, and this is Rosh, and that it was, so, according to Shlokish, that now can be Kabbalah's Kedushin, and she's in Kabbalah's Kedushin, who is Eichem the Ketzin Kedushin? According to Tesis, this is a Rosh and a Mitvo, who is Eichem the Ketzin Kedushin? The father, according to the Ramban, according to the Shlokish, who are with the Emes, the daughter of the Naro can be Kabbalah's Kedushin, so in such a case, who is Eichem the Ketzin Kedushin? The daughter, not the father, because since she is the Das Makne, so the male, the Ketzin Kedushin has to belong to the Das Makne, not to someone else. And the riot, cash the eye of the Ramban is the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Siyum, that the Kitano, that it's inconceivable that the father should be coming to Dushan for the daughter of the Kitano, and that the Kitano should be Zeichel in the Kesef. That's inconceivable. Why? Because the one who is becoming a Dushin has to be Zeichel Kesef. So apparently, there is a difference between what the Gemara says and the converse of the Gemara. But the difference is a very simple distinction. You see, the Gemara says that in respect to Ktano, Ktano certainly cannot be Das Makne. She certainly cannot be Makne herself in Dushin. So who is the exclusive Das Makne? The father. So in case of the connection with Tano, in as much as she cannot be Das Makne, she cannot be Makne herself, only the father can. So the father is the exclusive Das Makne, so it's inconceivable that the father who is in Kabo, who exclusively is in Kabo with Dushin for the daughter of Tano, that he should be in Kabo with Dushin, and the Tano should be Zeichel Kedushin. Mashein came the converse. So let's say a little bit of Shlokish. A little bit of Shlokish. So two, that the daughter of the Naro can be in Kabo with Dushin. So she can be Das Makne, and the father can also be Das Makne. In other words, the Shlokish says that if the daughter of the Naro decides to be Kabo with Dushin on a certain land, she can do so. She doesn't have to control the father. But suppose the father he says to me, come and wish for me, said men, you're here to come solve it or not. No! So both had asthma. So mainly, there is nothing wrong in the tunnel he sent himself, in the narrow, deciding to be in the Kabbalistic from a certain man, and the father being Zeche in the Kabbalistic, because he too can be marked in the way. You see? He too. Mashen King, the Lord says that it's inconceivable in respect to Tano, because there the father who is the Kabbalistic is the exclusive Tano. Anyway, so what we have in Machlekes, between the teachers of Rosh and the Ritva, on one hand, and the Rambam and the Rashba on the other, according to the Shlokish, that the Dodo Naro can be covered with Rosh, so the teachers of Rosh and the Ritva, in probably our cases, has the same Shita. So, even in that case, who is Eichel because of Rosh? The father. Because the father is still a Dasmah. Even though the daughter is also a Dasmah, but the father is still a Dasmah. But according to Rabban and the Rashba, but in this case, who was the Dasmah and this specific Dush? The daughter, so the male, the father cannot be Zeich. In the case. That's the Machlekes. It's a very basic Machlekes. All right. More the cache, the high view of Tsukhima. Your Hildo say, on very little the tiny view of Tsukhima will be bubbles in case of any now. So we learn now to another one that the Chizitim is decided as a bubble. I'm a rabbi in Jenny Hall, any case of without you. My any case of would you? In case of the Zea, we should have a Nacht. In my new world, in my Dashin Hachem, how we know that the Dashin is a Yud? That the Yud name is considered like Yisro. Tanya Zera Himmel. What does it take to get home? In other words, if, let's say, Baskin, as long as she's the shoes of the own, so then the halacha is she's kuma. But the moment she gets married to Isaac, so then she cannot teach kuma. Now suppose she got married, and then the husband divorced her, the husband died, so then it depends. If she has children, if she didn't have children to the husband, so then she resides the shoes of Leo and she can continue in Truman. But if she has children to the Tsar, so then she cannot, even after the husband dies or divorces her, she cannot eat Truman. So the Torah says, Vizera Ingo. Only Vizera Ingo. So then she can eat Truman again. But if she has Zara, so she cannot. Zara in Ingli, she yakin. So Ingli al Zara, Zara Zara Nain, Palmuna Zara Ingo, Ain. Ingli al Zara Kosha, Zara Kosha Nain, Palmuna Zara Ingo, Ain. Zara Ingo, Ingli she yakin Rashi, al Paskin Lechon Tumo, al Zara Nisoel, Zara Zara Nain. Suppose she has children, but the children also die, but she has grandchildren. So, Tamila Ringo Ainra, she raised no Yeshua Ben, Afumia. Suppose she has, is there a possible Mamzer? So then the law is also not. So, I mean, victim is Zera Zaro, so how can you learn how it's Zera Posu? So Zera Zaro is the Chod, if they learn how to point. Kids, Trich Chod, is Zera Posu. So, in other words, so you see that the Tamid learns out from the extra youth. So here too, we can learn out from the extra youth. Now that Tamid of Zera Imo, how does he know that from the extra youth we can dash in Koshes? The extra youth is considered like a Yisur. The Tami Gufen in Olam Yidore Shochet. Am Rexi Moin Bilo, Moin Yivon. Rexi Bilo. We refuse Bilo. The Yavon refused. So we see without the Yud, it's written sometimes. The Och Rexi Bilo. Shman Lo Yidore Shochet. Yisrich Al Michtab Tushe Olam Bilo. Yisrich Al Michtab Maizyadeh Olam Bilo. Because of Rahman Bushel of Yo, Hamamine Mishmuni Talk, Hamamaisi Odeo to come to Talk, Amo di Dohab, Vi Ashkin Maisi Odeo to come Israel, Abu Tushel of Mahome Corso, Amo di Dohab, it's with. Now let's see the Rash. Ailing me Bagosh in Mishano. Mit Arus wie es Bilders, den Kessel wurde über Rachel mit Zioel in Arus, wo die Kamutorich und den Abdul in Arus Bagus und Abdite. Ein Kessel wurde gut, wird sie wohl über, nur mit Aschen und Jut, den Kai Abdul Abdite. Sehr einfach, in den Schiaki von Baskin, in der Rache, in der Rache, in der Rache, in der Rache, sehr sahen, in der Rache, 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 Zara Poso ke Mamza, Nibon Marim Tibon, Nakhlo Misakas Bobo, Ke Kapua Al Vente, Itame Kufi Minore, Imashmo Reim de Vodu, Moim Bilo, in Bidaiti Lirach Imon, Yitzrich Al Nichtav Masi Odea Al Odeo, Ki Yau Kriu Meis Ito Yom, Ki Komisa Nime, Bidaiti Al Masi Odeo Dishrich. So Asha explained it because The Gemara says, Vi Ashkino Maisi Odeo, the Kognizan. So, but the Kashi, Bava Tlashi, but the Torah is not Mechayev a Bava to give his innocence to the Torah. So how can we say that the reason a scribe is your devil of the Torah of the Nara belongs to the Father and because he becomes innocent? He's not even a Huyah, you're not called to become his innocence. Of course, if he's wrong, so then we force him to support that because of Zotah, and he has been dinner. But there is no cream of Mizinus to the daughter the way the Torah requires the husband to give support to the wife, Sherokes is going. So how can the Lord say, the Ashkino Maisi Odeo become Mizinus, as see the father has been cleared in that Torah to give Mizinus to the daughter? He's not cleared to give Mizinus to the daughter. And still the Maisi Odeo belongs to her. But the only thing that the daughter can do, in other words, if, let's say, the father refuses, if the father refuses to support the daughter, then now, suppose the father comes to the daughter now, you're already 12 years old, I don't want to support her. Support yourself. So then, she goes to work, and as much of the earnings that are necessary for her support, she can keep for herself. But, let's say, she goes to work and she makes, let's say, $100 a week. And she needs for her support from the thing is $50 a week. So the $50 over and above what is necessary for her support, she has to turn over to the father. But the father is not required to support her, except on the basis of his instruction. But there is no cream of the thing is. So how do we want to say, the Ashkina Maisiya Del comes in there, he's not the way to the Mizinah. So Rashi explains, true, he's not. But what's that? If our usually supports the daughter now, he doesn't tell her, I don't want to support her. So maybe we could say the reason as to why he taught was the Zaki the father, with the earnings of the daughter, because that's in return. It's in return for the zenith that he gives her. Even though he's not the way, the Torah doesn't even obligate him to do it. But that's the usual, that's the derech hayom. So how can we learn out that the kedushin should also belong to him? That's what Rashi says. Because the commission is, so the but in all the cause, the Lord died out in the same of his skin.
Who acquired the shtah? Who is here the shtah?
The father. Not Nada dobra, nada dobra. Aqui é quase sim, 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 sim. Mas eu não espero que to acolhe all means that he decides to turn over the bush. Mas eu não according to this, so according to Hashem, there is no shivo, there is no perfect analogy between the expression in the Mishneh of Zakoye Bekesef u'Bishtar and Zakoye B'Bir. Because these are B, Kesef u'Shtar, Zakoye means two things. First of all, he decides to turn over in Bishnah, and secondly, that he acquires the Kesef. He is in Chimishtar. Mashenkin, these are B'Bir. So Zakoye only means that he, Zakoye only means, Zakoye only means that he decides, not that he acquires it. Vashenkin, according to this shot, there is a perfect analogy between the Zakoye expression of Zakoye Kesef u'Shtar and Zakoye expression Zakoye B'Bir. Because the expression Zakoye B'Bir also implies two things. First of all, he decides to turn over and push him on the B'Bir. And then that he gets the kesef, the schar, for the bushel. Now the donor gets it, but he gets it. For the Rishon Meshulish is full of idea, Shemesim le schar, the kadesh, the kadesh.
So
So the Gemara says here that the reason as to why the Torah had to mention the drosh of Yotzachim and Chesed is to tell us that the Kedushin belongs to the father, not to the daughter. So not to the daughter. So in other words, this is saying, how do we know that the Kedushin belongs to the father, not from the mere fact that there is a Yisra Apostle? From the mere fact that there is a Yisra Apostle, we couldn't establish this. But only when there is an implication in the drosha that it belongs to the father. I mean, this is how the Mashal and the Rambam explain cases. Not like the Mashal. The Mashal's chat is very simple. Of course, the right chat in cases is the way the Mashal and the Rambam explain, not the way the Mashal explains. And he mentioned that this is exuded after the war.
Thank you.
Yoshi taught me how to guess it. And so we learned it out from the didn't exist the castle, so why do you need with us? But the head of us is not being thinking also, so she is not going to get it. It says, it's not true to have a down, because we can go and watch the liberal thing for now. We're seeking for a nation, we're seeking to learn how to live with art. That's it. The Rabban in the Kedushin, he says that how we know that by Kedushin, Shoghi Kesef is Kesef, because the Torah says, Yotokhinov, Eim Kasset, Yotokhinov, Eim Kasset, Eim Kasset.